The world's central banks step in to help Europe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, in an effort to keep Europe's financial system running, the world's central banks say they'll be lending a whole lot of dollars. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up this morning. The Dow up 97 points at 11,343. The Nasdaq up 0.6%. And the S&P 500 up 0.8%. And stocks have been moving higher after this news out of Europe that the world's major central banks, including the Federal Reserve, have just agreed to make dollar-based loans available to Europe in a coordinated way. To help explain what that means, we've got our regular Thursday guest, Diane Swonk, who is chief economist with Mesirow Financial, and she's with us live this morning from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Diane, explain what is going on with this coordinated move by the world's central banks.
Well, I think there's two issues that are really important. The first issue is that they're making sure that European banks continue to get funded. Liquidity will not be an issue through the end of the year for European banks, and so it takes one of many risk issues regarding Europe off the table, and I think that's very important. The second issue, coordinated. This is what we had to do in 2008, the realization that we are in a global economic boat together, and we all need our oars in the water at the same time, rowing together to get out of it. And I think that's a very important thing. Financial markets may fight one central bank in the world. They're not going to fight the central banks of the entire world. And that's what we're starting to see now is coordinated efforts are meant to shore up confidence.
Okay, Diane, well, that's the news out of Europe this morning. And before we get too wrapped up in this Europe story, which I'm sure will be with us for a while, I want to get your thoughts on another story here in the U.S., that SAT scores in reading and writing for the class of 2011 have fallen to the lowest level ever recorded. Apparently, only 43% of students scored high enough to be considered ready for college. As an economist, what do you think of that?
This is one of our great tragedies, is for some time now, we have not trained people and educated people to fill the kinds of jobs we're generating in an information and knowledge age. And this underscores how critical the crisis is, and it's at the same time that we're laying off teachers en masse and further undermining our educational system. As I speak, I just saw a headline go up where an employer said we need a complete revamping of our educational system in the United States. And I think that's something we don't want to lose another generation.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Well, the government said this morning that the number of people filing for unemployment benefits hit a three-month high last week, 428,000. Those benefits have a time limit, but President Obama wants to extend it because of the weak job market. Sally Herships has more.
Long-term unemployment benefits may be extended yet again, this time from 99 weeks to 151. The Obama administration would also like to see big changes to unemployment insurance. Jeff Frenkel is a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He says, under the plan,
they've made it possible to use unemployment benefits, not just to, you know, be unemployed, but also to start up enterprises.
In other words, federal funds could be used to help the unemployed move from looking to be hired by someone else to becoming entrepreneurs. And then there's something called wage insurance. Frenkel says workers can be reluctant to take jobs at lower wages than they previously earned.
But under wage insurance, you get to keep the unemployment benefits even though you've now taken a new job, and they make up the difference.
So, will new rules and persistently high unemployment sway traditional opponents of unemployment benefits? Here's economist Chris Edwards at the conservative Cato Institute.
A major problem with unemployment insurance is that it tends to induce people to remain unemployed longer. Like any government subsidy program, if you subsidize something, you get more of it.
President Obama has urged Congress to pass the unemployment measures as soon as possible. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. and by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com.
At the World Economic Forum, which is going on right now in China, that country's premier, Wen Jiabao, said he has confidence in the U.S. economy. But he also said the U.S. should open itself up further to investment by Chinese companies, saying that would help create more American jobs. So, is he right? Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz has that story.
It all depends on what kind of investment a Chinese company wants to make in the U.S.
An investment that builds a factory, that builds a piece of infrastructure, that creates jobs. An investment in which the ownership of an asset is transferred from one owner to another, that doesn't create jobs.
Michael Pettis is an economist at Peking University. He says these days, Chinese companies are more interested in acquiring a U.S. company than building U.S. infrastructure. In other words, no new jobs. And most likely, no new investment. Not that there's been much. That's because whenever a big Chinese company is shopping for investments in the U.S., Congress usually gets suspicious about the reasons, says Pettis.
If you're buying for strategic reasons, for military reasons, for political reasons, or if you're buying to transfer technology back home, there are many reasons why you might be buying besides simply the fact that you think you're going to earn a good return on your assets.
China's already becoming a hot-button campaign issue, so don't count on too much investment or job creation from China anytime soon. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And finally to Denver, where a guy named Tom Martino has been a trusted source for consumer advice. He's got a radio show and his own consulting firm. He calls himself the Troubleshooter. Well, now the Troubleshooter is in a bit of trouble. He has just filed for bankruptcy after piling up $78 million worth of debt. Apparently, being a consumer financial advisor is more lucrative than I thought. And Martino insists he is still trustworthy on consumer issues. He tells the Denver Business Journal, quote, "It's commercial real estate debt, every bit of it. I have no consumer debt." In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
We need health care and we need jobs, right? So build more hospitals?
We can employ tens of thousands of people for 40 or 50 years, and they would make as much sense as building redundant hospital capacity.
Maybe not. I'm Kai Rizdahl, health care and hired hands, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, that's American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.